Good afternoon, you're through to Jamie at MMA Legal. How can I help?
Hi, it's Kina Sori here. Case reference number 100916.
Hi, Kina. Yes. Thank you for giving me a call back. Just before we continue, can you just confirm your date of birth for data protection?
5/7/1979.
And your postcode?
Alpha Bravo 167 Echo Juliet.
Was that 7 Echo Juliet?
Alpha Bravo 167 Echo Juliet. No, it's not. Sorry. It's Alpha Bravo 167 November Alpha.
Perfect. Thank you very much for confirming, Karina.
I'll give you my address here.
let you know, calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. Okay. Mm-hmm. So thanks for giving me a call back, because we have been trying to speak to you for quite some time. Are you okay for about a 10 to 15 minute phone call now, just to go over everything where we're up to?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely perfect. Right, okay. So, bear with me, I'm just opening.
Because I did have someone phone me go through the stuff to then go for it to the next stage.
Yes, let me have a look. Yeah, so I called you, if you recall, I called you. It was about 4 weeks ago. You told me to give you a call back the following morning at 9:30.
I phoned and I spoke to someone else who went through the application.
Right. Can you recall who it was who you spoke to?
2 seconds. I'm just trying to get into my WhatsApp because they sent me stuff on WhatsApp.
Right, okay.
Right, so in my WhatsApp, because I attached my bank statements and everything, it doesn't have their name. Hold on. MMA as requested. Please attach a copy of your bank statement via download. That was MMA. Because we set up a password and everything on my account as
right.
well.
And was this after you spoke with me?
I can't remember.
Because I think this will probably be prior. So it used to be with a different part of the company, but now we deal with it. We specialise in just this.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, I'll just run you through what we need, okay? So I just want to very quickly go over everything. I need to make sure we've got everything. So let me have a look. It looks like your documents have been signed in April, but for some reason they're not on the file. So what I'm going to do very quickly is you'll get an email in about 2 moments. Let me just double check. Before we continue, I'll just double check all your information we have is correct so we can move it on. Okay. So you've already given me your address, your date of birth. That's fine. The number I'm speaking to you on now, that's your number that you use. Yes.
Yeah.
And your email address is karinasori@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay.
Can I give you, I'm going to be changing my number. So could you put a note on the system in case she's phoning in the middle of transitioning and I get a chance to update you? Or do you want me to just phone you?
No, it's fine. Give me your new number that you'll be changing it to now, or you can. It's up to you. You can give us a call.
Right. I'll need to set up the phone. 2 seconds. Sorry. Go through the other details if you want until I get us on.
Yep. Okay. So just to make sure, have you got any terminal illnesses that you've been diagnosed with?
Got hard of hearing.
Have you been diagnosed with any illnesses which would result in you passing away in the next 6 months?
No.
Okay, that's fine. In relation to a nominated beneficiary, we have a Dante Sori.
No, that was updated to my niece.
Right, who's your niece?
Shannon Youngson.
I'm spelling that, sorry.
Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-N.
Yes, and surname?
Youngson, Y-O-U-N-G-S-O-N.
That was Y-O-U.
N-G.
Yeah.
S-O-N, Youngson.
Youngson, right. And Shannon's date of birth?
Oh, good question. I can't remember.
Have you got Shannon's contact number for me?
I've got that. Right, I need to come out of you and go back to Shannon. So her phone number is 07812.
Right, one moment. 07812. 396 205. I did all this already. Right. Okay. Well, not sure. Did you definitely do it with MMA Legal?
Yes. They called me and I went through everything because we were they were trying to get a hold of me for a while and I was kind of bypassing, like, so I was busy with my son and stuff like that, not able to, like, really speak. And because they asked me, because Dante was only three, so therefore he's not able to be beneficiary.
Yeah, and when can you recall how long ago this conversation
was? Right, so when, right, if I go back into you, when did I get that message? That was the same day. That was on the 2nd of June.
2nd of June. So you spoke with someone on the 2nd of June.
Yeah. And it is from www.mmalegalsolicitors.com. Because he said the next process was to go forward to the solicitor case, like in the hands of the solicitor to go in to the court.
Right. So this is what I'm confused about. So,
My bank statement as well.
Right, so what you need to be really careful of, Miss Sorry, is I don't have any record of this correspondence. I've searched our WhatsApp number as well. Can I just confirm your WhatsApp picture? Is there a puppy on it? It looks like a young child and a puppy on your WhatsApp picture.
Let me double check, so I have just changed it. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so I've brought up our WhatsApp, our business WhatsApp, and there's no correspondence with you on that business WhatsApp. And there's no bank statements or reference to any of these phone calls.
Well, can I screenshot it and send it to you?
Yeah, that's perfect. If you can send me a screenshot, what I'll do is I'll send you a quick message on WhatsApp now. Bear with me.
Because if you just change telephone numbers as well, because I'm getting emails saying that...
The number you've called today, that is our current number. Okay.
Okay.
One moment.
Because many thanks for your cooperation returning your statement. This will now be attached to your case file and moved on to the next stage.
And what email address did that come from?
That was on WhatsApp.
Oh, that was from WhatsApp. Right, so I've just sent you a message now if you received that.
See, this one is a different one to the other one.
Yeah, this is our WhatsApp number. So if you send screenshots of the other messages you've been receiving, I'll be able to look into that. Because it may be that you might have been liaising with a person from MMA, but they obviously haven't put anything on the file, unfortunately. So I'll have to get to the bottom of that on my end. And just to confirm, while we're going through everything, you were, was it with a Margaret Anderson in foster care between 1992 and 1995?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct then. You haven't applied for the advanced payment scheme, that's fine. Did you have a different name before you were in care?
No.
No, okay. Can you recall your mother's full name?
Hazel.
Yes.
Mary.
Yes.
Carson, C-A-R-S-O-N.
And can you recall your father's name?
I don't know, I'm not finished yet. And then it's Baxter Youngson.
Baxter?
Baxter Youngson. All that's my mum's name.
Baxter Youngson. So her name is Hazel Mary Carson Baxter Youngson.
Hazel Mary Carson Baxter Youngson, yeah.
Right. Sorry. And your father's name?
My father's name is Michael Queen, sorry.
Michael. What was that Queen. Middle name? Queen, Q-U-E-E-N.
Yeah, then sorry.
Right, okay. Right, and can you recall any address you were in prior to care?
Prior to care, we was in Fort Martin Road, Tillage Road.
The exact
same questions you're asking me, the person asked.
So the questions I'm... Right, so what I'm going to do, Miss Sorry, if you just leave it with me, okay? I'm going to end the call now. I'm just going to go and speak to one of the senior directors, okay? I'm just going to get to the bottom of this because their messages have just come through and I'll give you a call back in the next 30 minutes. Is that okay?
Okay. This is, like, freaking me out now.
No, of course. Well, rest assured, Miss Sorry, this is the contact number, the WhatsApp message I've sent you. Obviously, I can see what you've sent me and it does say MMA Legal Solicitors on it. So leave it with me and I will come back to you very shortly, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you
Thank
very
you
much.
very much. Take care.
Thank
Bye.
you.